We got Michael Cooper on the line, 5-time NBA champ in the Lakers, head coach of Three's Company in the Big Three League. He's going to be up in Toronto later in the month and making his debut on Overdrive, and here he is. How you doing, Michael?
Gentlemen, how are you guys doing?
We're doing really well.
You were a great player, man. I loved watching you play.
Thank you.
I love your Twitter handle, at Showtime Cooper. How'd you get that one?
My wife actually made that up for me.
Really?
Good for her.
So do you have a presence on Twitter? Like, are you constantly tracking Twitter? Were you using it to find out what was going on with LeBron or what?
You know what? Personally, I don't get too involved with that because I got other things going. So every now and then I'll jump on there. But my wife pretty much handles that. That's fun. I'm still trying to catch up with today's technology. I just learned how to email about 4 months ago. So
really?
I'm in the game almost.
Okay, so you're not worried about, like, burner accounts. It's not going to be like a Brian Colangelo situation, will it? Or
never happened to me.
Okay.
You're off the hook.
Yeah, I think you're okay. So, what's the reaction? You were a longtime great Laker and 5-time NBA champ, and you're close with Magic. What do you make of this news, LeBron heading to L.A.?
I think it's great. At first, I was a little hesitant about it because I don't think the Laker organization, all the things that we've been through, the changes we've made, and the greatness that we have achieved as an organization, Dr. Buss being at the helm, had to woo anybody. I think our organization, along with many more in the NBA, have a great, great attraction. And obviously, being in California where LeBron had put his kids and things we had heard prior to this happening, kind of knew he was heading this way, but I think it's a great situation for the Lakers. As long as we don't have to tear up our core, and I think Magic did an excellent job, he, Rob, and Jeannie, with the decision-making of this, because we got some good, young, talented players here in Brandon Ingram and Lonzo Ball and Kyle Kuzma, and I think you needed to put some people around them to show these young kids how to win, how to be experienced NBA players, how to be professional players, and I think they went out and did that. I think, obviously, LeBron was the first piece. I kind of would have likened Paul George to come with that, but, you know, everybody has to do what they do. But the pieces that they put, Rajon Rondo, Lance Stevens, I think are pieces that LeBron can not control in a way, but lead, I'll say. Lead to learn these players how to compete against the Warriors. Right now it's going to be competing at a high level because they're not ready to win a championship, but championship ability can be done in the making. I think they got a great nucleus, and I don't think they're finished yet. There's some more moves up our sleeve. Obviously, Kawhi is a real good attraction, and what happens with that will be determined by San Antonio. But right now you can see that The front office, the hierarchies, Magic, Rob, and Jeannie are heading the Laker organization back to prominence, back to winning championships in the very near future.
So, Michael, do you think that this puts the Lakers in the same orbit as Golden State, Houston, teams like that?
No, it doesn't. I think it puts us in a great playoff position. I think every year, had this not happened, I'm going to go out on that limb every year and say, hey, the Lakers are a playoff team, which I think they are, but they're playing for those low seeds, 7-8, 8-7-6. I think where this puts the Lakers now, it moves them up the ring a little bit to like a 6-5, and I think LeBron himself can go get us 20, 25 wins. Obviously, basketball is a team sport, but the things that LeBron did in the playoffs, he'll be able to do that in the regular season with ease. And in the process, showing our younger players, this is how you guys do it. Because remember, he left Cleveland to go to Miami to learn how to win a championship. And when he did it there, he went back to Cleveland, and he was able to do that there. So I think that's the case here. He's going to be doing it. You got some other great tested champions, and Rajon Rondo, I think that'll be great, simply because it'll take the ball out of LeBron's hands where he doesn't have it 95, 97% of the time. And sometimes he can get a rest on the offensive end. So I think what it has done is for the Lakers, it puts us in a good position. And Golden State is our testing stick. Houston's our testing stick. How we compete with them will determine if we get there when the time comes in the playoffs, that we'll be able to compete at a high level with them, if not win.
With Michael Cooper, five-time NBA champ of the Lakers, currently head coach of Three's Company in the Big Three League. He and that league will be in Toronto later this month, and he joins us here.
Yeah,
baby,
we're going to be there.
Yeah, man. So do you hang with Ice Cube in L.A. or what? Like, we had him on the show last month. What's that like, working with Ice Cube?
I'm a senior citizen when I'm not coaching. I'm strictly a homebody, living, spending time with my wife and family. But, you know what, this is the Big Three is something special. I didn't really know what I was getting into. And I kind of, like most people, because I saw some games last year, looked at it as kind of like a gimmick, but it's not a gimmick. There's a vision for this league. It's something that's going to take over really big. It's going to be an Olympic sport in 2020. So Cube has he set this thing up right. And now that I'm involved in it, I see the competitive nature. May not be at the level of the NBA, but still guys go out there and they compete at a high level. And you got to understand, half court, there's not all that running, so it's a lot easier to compete at the more physical level.
Basketball, all that running, I'm in favor of it. Michael, I want to ask you this. You played for one of the greatest NBA teams of all time, and you played against another one a lot of the time in Boston. And Michael Jordan's team, you know, had arch rivals. Is Golden State and its dominance good for the NBA or not?
I think it's great. I think a team, especially, and you know, the same thing was said on the women's side with Coach Geno, you know, why is he winning all the time? Well, you see that's changed a lot now because teams have to step up to the plate. If you want to win a championship, you have to do all the things to do. Golden State has done that. And I think, and this is just my personal opinion, I think if they get to the playoffs this year with the additions that they've made to their team, they're going to win it again because that team knows how to play. All the main players hold each other accountable. And you know what? Coach Kerr, his job of coaching that team is very, very minimal. And his becomes more into effect when the actual games start. But for practice and preparation for the game, and sometimes in the course of a game, he doesn't have to say much. You just have to make the right moves, manage the players, and stay on those officials because those guys hold each other accountable and they make the action happen. And it reminds me so much of our Laker days in the 80s. Is that myself, Magic, Kareem, well, not so much Kareem, Kareem didn't talk much, but Worthy, is we could get each other together without Pat Riley having to say anything.
Well, enjoy your time up here in Toronto and enjoy what's going on with the Lakers as well. We're all excited to see what LeBron brings, and I think a lot of people in the city looking forward to the Big Three rolling through as well. So enjoy that, and thank you for doing this today, Michael.
Hey, is this Brian or Gord?
This is Brian who just said that. Yeah,
Brian,
Gord's with
you
me.
You really don't sound excited about the Lakers, but that's okay because I know Toronto was a tough year for them.
Yeah.
Everybody expected them to fall away.
Michael, this is Gord. You just hit Brian where he lives.
I'm ready to go now. Now, I'll give you some excitement because I'm excited that LeBron is out of the East. I'm excited that he's left the Eastern Conference.
You sounded like a human being now. You got a little perk about you. Before it was like just a whole hum. But thank you, Brian. I really appreciate that. And you will be seeing us, but it's one time for sure up in Toronto, and then when they come to Los Angeles.
All right, you got it. Thank you, Michael.
Thanks, guys.
This is Michael Cooper. I think that was a compliment, but I'm not sure about that.
He played great defense, right? He was
Yeah, he did.